Hello listeners, welcome to the English Tea. I'm Anushka, your host here at Cole Radio. And today, we are diving into fascinating word origins and uncovering the quirks that make English so delightful. So, let's get started. Have you ever wondered why ambitious people always seem to be on the move? The word ambition comes from the Latin ambi, meaning both ways, and io, meaning to go. In ancient Rome, politicians seeking office would literally go around canvassing for votes. Imagine them pacing the streets, shaking hands and making promises. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? The original meaning, which related to a circular motion, is preserved in the word ambit, meaning a circumference or boundary. So, if you're ambitious, remember, it's not just about sitting still and waiting. You have to keep moving, pushing and pulling to achieve your goals. Let's talk about the word candidate. It has its roots in the Latin word candidatus, meaning dressed in white. Why white, you ask? Back in Roman times, those running for office would wear white togas to symbolize their pure and spotless character. But let's be real. How many modern candidates can truly claim to have an unblemished character? Perhaps only their wardrobes are spotless. It's a fun thought though, that the word still carries echoes of honesty and integrity. Moving on, we see word arrival and rivalry. Arrival, a simple word with a surprising origin. It comes from the Latin, ad, that is to, and ripa, that is show. So when you reach the shore after a voyage, you arrive. It makes me think of adventurous sailors landing on unknown coast. Quite dramatic, isn't it? And then there's rival. This word is born from competition, literally from the Latin rivus, meaning stream. Rivals were people living on opposite banks of the same stream, constantly fighting over water, fish and other resources. Today, we still use the word to describe competitors. But instead of streams, the battles are fought in classrooms, boardrooms and sports fields. Ever wondered why we call our governing body parliament? It comes from the old French word parler, meaning to speak. Parliament at its heart is a place for discussion and debate, a forum for voices to be heard. On the other hand, minister comes from the Latin word minister, meaning servant. Originally, ministers were meant to serve the people. In fact, the verb to minister still means to render service. The Sanskrit word mantri shares the idea, meaning advisor or counselor. And fun fact, the Chinese term Mandarin is derived from it. Now, why should we learn word origins? Learning the origins of words is like opening a window to history, culture, and human behavior. It makes language more than just a tool. It becomes an adventure. So, next time you come across a word, pause and think. Where did this come from? You might uncover a story worth sharing. That's it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in. And if you liked it, share and subscribe to Cole Radio. Until next time.